A crowd of about 25 gathered on the steps of the Cook County Courthouse Thursday for the second annual Tax Day Tea Party. The local event began with the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by singing the Star-Spangled Banner.
Oh, say, can you see?
Participants were encouraged to express their thoughts and concerns on local, state, and national issues. Topics such as health care reform, federal stimulus funds, bank bailouts, and the deficit have been the meat of Tea Party gatherings all year. Local Tea Party organizer Ray Pipo began with a quote from a founding father.
And Patrick Henry, the patriot who said, "Give me liberty or give me death," said, "Bad men cannot make good citizens. It is impossible that a nation of infidels or idolaters should be a nation of free men. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. It cannot be emphasized too strongly or too often that this great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ."
The discussion quickly turned to the national debt. Grand Marais resident Tom Crosby linked the debt to the meaning of the word mortgage.
$12.4 plus trillion dollars this morning. Okay, that's what basically the government has mortgaged this country at to this point. And the word mortgage, since my wife is French-Canadian, she reminded me that the word mortgage is French, meaning death pledge. Well, that's what this government has got, a death pledge of $12.4 trillion for us. And the only thing we can do about that is try our darndest to get, you know, Republican or Democrat, whoever absolutely will chisel away at that thing and get it down.
He then went on to caution listeners about the use of the 1% sales tax.
They will borrow money to set up, to build $10 million of various infrastructures up here. They will bond, and it will cost us $25 million when it's all said and done in 25 years or more, and then we'll have new infrastructure in place that we have no ability to pay for now. And do not let these people fool you into thinking they need to enlarge this courthouse, they need to enlarge anything in this county. We need to downsize everything, okay? We really do, and we need to get in there, and we need to be polite, and we need to tell them, "I know you think you're doing good, but the best thing you can do is stop putting burdens on us."
The Tea Party movement takes their name from the Boston Tea Party of 1773, where they claim patriots challenged an unresponsive government which chose not to listen to the genuine concerns of the people. An alternative group called the Coffee Party movement has sprung up across the country, although not locally. They claim that, on the contrary, the federal government is not the enemy of the people. The local Tax Day Tea Party was organized by citizens concerned for life, liberty, family, and country in Grand Marais. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.